So how do you say Tefillas HaDerech on an airplane? Do you say Tefillas HaDerech at all on an airplane? So there is a big discussion by the Ragachover, which is quoted by many Achronim, in which he says the Gemara in Chulin talks about the mitzvah of Shluach HaKan, and the mitzvah of Shluach HaKan is that you send the mother bird away, but what happens if the nest is in the river? The Gemara says, well, the river is still called a derech. It's still called, it still fits the pasuk's requirement that the bird nest be found on the derech, on the way, in order to fulfill Shluach HaKan. So the water is also called a derech. Then the Gemara says, well, what about the sky? If you have a floating bird's nest, or I don't know, some drone carrying a bird's nest, do you Shluach HaKan on such a nest? And to which the Gemara itself discusses and says that no, the air is not considered a derech. It's not derech stam. It's not simply called a derech. It may be called derech nesher, that an eagle's way, but it's not called a regular derech. Based on that, says Ragachover, you shouldn't say tefillas derech when you are in the air because it's not a derech. Now, another attack on saying tefillas derech at all in the sky is that there are no robbers. There's no wild animals in the sky, and if that's the case, the whole point of saying tefillas derech is for listim and chayos ros, for wild animals, then that air has no wild animals or necessarily robbers, like bandits, pirates, attacking you. And if that is the case, then maybe there should be no tefillas derech. Now, for the most part, most poskim disagree with these svaras. Rav Shlomo Zalman, you know, notes that nowadays air is a normal derech of traveling, and the Gris Moshe as well assumes that tefillas derech is recited on a plane. The question that is asked in the Sefer I saw by Reb Schlesinger, he says, well, what's the chiyuv? What is the obligation to recite tefillas derech on a plane? Is it a regular tefillas derech that you have by traveling on the road that you need this derech? Or is it like a new sakona type of obligation which, you know, applies simply to air travel? And with this, he explains a couple of classic questions about tefillas derech. He bases it off of that. And we'll discuss as we go along as well some other applications of saying tefillas derech on a plane. Number one, do you say tefillas derech on a plane that travels less than a parsa? So we know that by regular derech, a regular car travel, you need to pass a parsa outside the city. But if you just travel, you know, go for a joyride in a helicopter or something, do you say tefillas derech? So that would be based on this chakira. If tefillas derech is like a regular obligation of tefillas derech, like on a car, then you would not recite tefillas derech. But if you say it's a new sakana of being in the air, then that would require tefillas derech. Second nafkamina is when do you say tefillas derech? In other words, when is considered what's the parsa rishona, the first, you know, mile or so out of the city, is that when you say tefillas derech? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says as soon as the plane takes off, you say tefillas derech, even if it's two parsas from the city, because that's the time of danger. I thought Rav Shlomo Zalman was one who we said in previous shiurim, says you're not chayiv for saying for a dangerous ride. So that we say, no, Pnei Yosef answers that question. Maybe the danger, maybe traveling on a plane is different than the earth, which we'll see makes sense if you say that plane travel is a new type of tefillas derech. Rav Feinander says you say tefillas derech as the plane taxis down the runway. And he says the only reason why Rashi says you say it in the first parsha is that's before the danger starts. So as you're taxiing down the runway, that's before the danger starts as well, and that's the opinion of the Ber Moshe and Emes Yaakov as well. However, B'chaim Kanievsky says you only say it when you're outside the city. Now that makes, so what's Rav Schlesinger said, this makes a lot of sense. If you say that tefillas derech is a regular tefillas derech, you can't say tefillas derech until you're outside of a city. But if you say it's like a new sakana, then that could be like the first two opinions, that you say it as soon as the danger starts or right after the danger starts, and that would explain this machlokas. Now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky also talks about what happens if you recite tefillas derech for just flying over a city. If it was on the ground, you wouldn't say tefillas derech if you go through a city. But if it's a special new sakana, when it's up in the air, then you would say tefillas derech. Now, until when can you recite tefillas derech? Rav Schlesinger says it's another nafkamina. Normally, we say you're not going to recite tefillas derech in the final leg of the journey, the last parsa. However, if you say that it's all based on danger, so the final part of your trip as it lands, the airplane lands, is just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, and therefore you say tefillas derech according to that reason, still at that point. Now, what about if you travel far in a car, let's say, to get to the airport? In other words, you go from Yerushalayim to Lod to Ben-Gurion, do you say tefillas derech? So Rav Feinander says, yeah, you say it in the car at your first opportunity. In other words, if you're going to have to say it in the car, so you may as well say it in the car, and then that will count for the plane as well. Rav Vosner is this big chiddush, though. He says you say it just on the airplane and not in the car, because the main point of traveling the car is just to get to the airplane, which is a hard, you know, shit to understand, but that's a pretty radical opinion. The Lubavitch Rebbe, though, seemed to say that you recite Tefillas Derech on the road in the car, even if it's less than two parshas outside the city, because that's, again, the start of the flight. Now, what about traveling through the night on the plane? Do you make one Tefillas Derech, or when you wake up in the morning, do you make a new Tefillas Derech? So the Sefer Mibeis Yisrael, as well as the Avnei Yashva, says, no, you only make one Tefillas Derech, because resting on the plane is not considered a real resting, and therefore, even if you would go from L.A. to New York and then to Eretz Yisrael, and it, like, part of it is overnight, and then you're doing the next morning, you would only make one Tefillas Derech, according to the Sefer Avnei Yashva, which is a big chiddush.